stretches all the way back
Blog to Talk Radio.
Almost the I-5 in Tukwila. So bring your patients along with you on 45 northbound through the 167 and those S-curves. Bring your patients along with you.
Bannon charged. Trump ruling. I'm Mike Moss. Former Trump advisor Steve Bannon is facing federal fraud charges. Correspondent Steve Kastenbaum reports the U.S. attorney announced that Bannon and three others were indicted for allegedly defrauding people who donated money to the We Build the Wall fundraiser campaign.
The indictment alleges that Steve Bannon and others defrauded donors to the We Build the Wall campaign by secretly siphoning off hundreds of thousands of dollars to support a lavish lifestyle for founder Brian Colphage, the Iraqi war vet who received the Purple Heart after losing both legs and a hand in a rocket attack, launched the fundraiser to build a wall on part of the border between the U.S. and Mexico.
Moments ago, the president reacted.
I didn't like that project. I thought that was a project that was being done for showboating reasons. I don't know that he was in charge. I didn't know any of the other people either.
A federal judge has dismissed a lawsuit by President Trump that sought to block enforcement of a grand jury subpoena for 8 years of his personal and corporate tax records. Correspondent Shimon Prokipes says the subpoena is related to an investigation by Manhattan, New York District Attorney Cyrus Vance.
This now moves this one step closer, certainly for the Manhattan DA to finally get the tax documents and information that they've been seeking from his accountants.
New guidance from the Trump administration declares that teachers will be critical infrastructure workers, which could lead to exempting teachers from quarantine requirements after being exposed to COVID-19. More from correspondent Erica Hill.
Georgia, still a major concern. The state now has the highest number of cases per capita in the country. And while the number of new cases in the U.S. is declining, deaths have plateaued at an average of more than 1,000 a day for the last 23 days.
On Wall Street, the Dow down just a couple, the S&P up four. I'm Mike Moss.
Del Wamsley here. The first thing you're going to have to learn is until you stop expecting the politicians or anyone else to change your life isn't going to change. The only person who can change your life is you, but you need to know how. Listen to my show, The Del Wamsley Radio Show, where the hype ends and the help begins.
Tune in every Monday at 8 a.m., Tuesdays, Wednesdays, and Fridays at 5 p.m., and Thursdays at noon right here on KKNW.
And let's go ahead and take a look now at your alternative talk weather outlook for Thursday. Well, we'll see pretty much mostly cloudy skies today and chances of light showers on and off throughout the day, over 50%. High temperatures around 78 degrees. Tonight, clouds with light chance of showers through the overnight. Low temperatures dropping down to about 64. For Friday, much of the same, more clouds and light rain showers expected. High temperatures a little cooler around 73 with the light showers dissipating. Friday night, low temperatures down to about 60. For the weekend, back to sunshine. High temperatures in the mid-70s.
The views expressed on this program are those of the hosts, guests, and callers, and are not necessarily those of KKNW, its management, or other advertisers. This program is sponsored by Dr. Pat Basile and Transformation Talk Radio.
How do you feel? Just okay? Well, how about you tune in and get ready to be more with the Healing Hour with me, Doc Martin, every third Wednesday at 11 a.m. Pacific on TransformationTalkRadio.com. I'm ready for your questions, and I can't wait to help you find the answers. Every month, we'll have a new live call-in show with innovative topics and a powerful hour of healing. To learn more about me, visit DrSharonMartin.com. See you there. I'm going to be here. You won't want to miss it.
Tune in to The Jen Royster Show, intuitive guidance to inspire your life, each Thursday at 8 a.m. Pacific and 11 a.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. This amazing show is an inspirational hour that will take you on an epic metaphysical journey to discover the spiritual approach to life's greatest challenges. Dr. Jen is an internationally known intuitive counselor, spiritual teacher, and energy healer. Call in for intuitive readings and visit JenRoyster.com for more information.
Hi, welcome. This is Dr. John DeMartini. This is one of the most amazing and inspiring shows that you can listen into. If you want to be on the edge of your seats, if you want to open up your heart, if you want to expand your mind, and you want to meet incredible people, stay tuned because you're just about to experience a transformative radio show that will change your life. And you're listening to the Dr. Pat Show that's coming up right next.
Welcome to the Dr. Pat Show, talk radio to thrive by. Powerful, inspiring, and coming to you live, bringing you stories of people like you and me, busting through.
true and living life full out. Get ready to dare to wonder what your life would be like if you knew you could not fail. Hey, everybody, welcome. It's so great to have all of you tune us in and turn us on. We are thrilled. We've got a special series we're doing with all of you, bringing you to the forefront to clearly understand, for the most part, and I say for the most part, because I think we are all work in progress. I don't know. Is it plural, Benny? Is it singular? What is it?
You're not asking the right guy on that one, huh?
Yeah,
I know something. Progressing? Progresses? See?
Yeah, I think you and me, we go like, use. Like, I thought that was a word till I was 21.
Yeah.
Like, U-Z-E, use. Yeah. But we have a great show today because, I mean, believe it or not, words do matter. I had a moment last night, and I was listening to a speech last night, and I was listening to the words of the speech because, you know, the business that I'm in, my words have always been difficult. I stuttered when I was a kid. In order to say I love you, it was extremely difficult. I don't know if I ever got the love word out. Just so many different things that I think about that sometimes I think we could take for granted. But when I think about that, what comes up for me, and this is what caught my heart last night, in listening to this speech, was as this woman was accepting a role in her life, she began by talking about family. And she talked about her mom. And then you could just hear the dialogue, her stepchildren. This was the most beautiful expression of love that I have seen, except for reality TV. But wait a minute, that's not love, is it? Reality TV, Benny? I'm not sure. But it's not one of those things. Like when I watched this and I listened to this last night, you know, I was struck by what it must be like having come from a split family myself, bringing my mom's kids in, my dad's kids in, what the struggles were. So today, Sabina Rademacher is joining me here today because Sabina and I have been talking about this for a number of times and getting ready for this series because you're going to hear a lot from Sabina. But this is someone who has dedicated her life to helping people understand love and relationships. She is a love and relationship coach. She's passionate about it. She focuses on all aspects of love. That's why we're talking about full circle today. She understands the ups, the downs, the sideways, the breakups, the makeups, all of that. And today you're going to hear about her journey. Because when somebody steps forward in the way that she has stepped forward and looks at something as so elusive sometimes as love, you have to really wonder how passionate, purposeful, and how absolutely amazing the lessons may have been for her. So today, how to stop struggling with love, but how to understand what full circle love is all about. And how do you look at the steps and then stop struggling? Boy, if there's one thing we know of COVID-19, it has put us, people of all relationship levels, married, single, living together, not living together, put everybody together, and is really calling for people to understand what Full Circle Love is about. Sabina, it's great to have you here.
Oh, thank you so much, Dr. Pat. I'm absolutely delighted and very honored to be here with you. What a beautiful invitation. Thank you. And a beautiful introduction.
And, you know, it's so timely. I was listening to the speech last night, the acceptance speech of Kamala Harris, and, you know, I watch things like this. It doesn't matter what party it is, right? I watch things like this, and I watch this all over the world. You know, one of the most stunning speeches I ever heard was Angela Merkel in Germany in a language that I couldn't understand because you could feel it. But this is about relationships, and this is about what happens to us when the juice runs out. Well, we think the juice runs out. So tell us about this meaning of looking at the struggle with love. And I don't know, is that something you're familiar with? I could tell you I am, but you teach it, so you must be very familiar with it.
Oh, my God, yes. But before I really go into that about my own struggle, and I just want to say very briefly what you said in your introduction so kindly. Of course, my life has shown me everything what love is not. Until one day, it literally hit me that love is a state of being and it's not a demand, it's a gift. And when I integrated that, then suddenly everything came into the forefront and understanding. But yeah, the Full Circle of Love approach is actually to listen to you consciously, your inner powers of love. And they're all based on presence for self-love, for sacred relationships or conscious relating, because relationship is not only romantic, it's all kinds of relationships. And then, of course, intimacy plus, like you said, split up, you know, how can we also consciously split up? So you asked me why we struggle so much. And well, for me, there's two reasons. First of all, there is the emptiness inside, the personal emptiness inside. That's the main reason. I come back to this in a moment. And the second reason is, of course, the constant sabotaging. Yeah, and one thing goes into the other. So the being empty inside comes from indoctrination, from our education and other things, which I would like to speak about if you're interested to hear.
Yeah.
But the indoctrination is most of the one we start all off. So I believe that we come to this beautiful earth as being babies of love. You know, we are love. We don't know anything else. Everything comes to us later, and it comes to us through our caretakers. Because as you know, as soon as mom or dad says to you, don't do this, bad girl, you know that love is threatening. So you're worried about that you're losing that love. So we, from very early stages, learn how to behave, of course, to get love. And that's all depending on the culture we have been dropped in, of course, because it's all, we learn how love looks like in a different culture and a different background and different behaviors, different communication, different understandings. So we learn that. And then maybe later on we hit another country and say, that's different here. But it's a different subject. We can talk about another moment. But definitely just the understanding of, gosh, I have to contain some of me is not accepted already makes something in our inner self believe we are not worthy enough. And that non-worthiness plays out unconsciously, non-stop in how we walk around. Yes, when I'm being empty, most of the time I say to my clients, you know, we're walking around like with empty shopping carts and see what we, you know, what we get. So we manipulate a lot. And that's another one, how we use, you know, the manipulation. We put a lot of demands and expectations out to other people. We kind of say, okay, you're the one who makes me happy. You are the responsibility. And I love